Hello everyone, welcome back. Okay, we have been discussing about team management, team utilization, how teams are being recognized, what are the strategies and everything. So in continuation with that, let's discuss about the needs of the team in terms of training, skill development, or basically improving or developing your team, building your team. Okay. So training becomes very, very important factor in developing your team or building your team. So fundamental to the delivery of any project is development of the team. Development means ensuring that they mature over a period of time. The task which they did in 10 hours at the start of a project, they're able to do within 6 hours. That is how improvement keeps on happening over a period of time. Okay, so project manager has to understand the skills every individual member of the team has. Because projects teams are diverse. There are different skilled people in the project. So project manager's job is to understand the needs and cater to the needs accordingly. Every individual who is involved in the project needs to undergo some or the other kind of a training. That is a primary requirement which needs to be fulfilled by the project manager. More and more they learn, the more mature the team becomes. They learn the new skill, more productivity and ways of working are developed by the team. Okay, so project managers, there is a term which says that training cycle, you know, approach which is represented by training cycle. It is a training cycle means understanding the needs. When a team is onboarded, basically, project manager needs to understand what skill the person has, what skills are needed by the project to perform the task which a resource is required to do. Is there any gap? And if it is there is a gap, then how to fulfill this gap by giving training or support needed by the project manager. The term, as I said, training cycle. Okay, so you have to plan for the team development. Project manager needs to plan, analyze and plan the team development. Many managers do not use planning basically for this, you know. So, but it is very much needed that you need to plan. Because, see, training doesn't come free. It also is a cost to your project. Okay. So, many project managers, you know, do not think that this kind of, you know, cost is also involved in the project. Okay. So, if you call tomorrow a technical trainer, you know, will he come and free and teach your team? No. He will charge some amount of money to teach something to the team, okay? Or you can advise teams to get trained from outside. Again, it is on behalf of the organization. So these resources will come back and say that please reimburse my training fees. So many managers, you know, need to account for this training as one of the costs associated with the project. And planning for the system administration, you know, example which is being talked here is understanding control of many of the low level functions of LAN and client server system. One of the examples which we are talking about. So few of the factors which are related to developing people here through training gap assessment, which the factors, there are 5 factors which are being discussed here. Understanding the need of organization team, okay? Leadership development, training career development, managing knowledge, coaching and mentoring the team, okay? What does it mean? These are related to training and developing people, please remember. What does it mean here is, first of all, as I said, project manager or team needs to assess what is the need of organization team. Are there any skill gaps which we need to fill? Leadership development. See, project manager alone cannot do all the tasks of project. He or she needs support from the team as well. Okay. So many times there are backups which are created. Backups means person who can code also can test. Person who can test also can do documentation. right? So resources are developed in multi-skill. Similarly, project manager needs to have leadership development. Skills which are needed in absence of project manager. Project manager cannot be available 24/7. So he needs to have backup as well. So leadership qualities he sees in few of the resources, he needs to develop that skill. Harvest that skill for the resources. Career and training development. So you need to plan what the team's requirement is and develop a plan for training and career development. Setting up goals for the team. According to the goals, if team is performing or not, that assessment needs to be done. And accordingly, a plan needs to be developed. Managing knowledge. People do have skills. People do have knowledge. But once they leave team, the knowledge is lost. So that is why project manager needs to ensure that the knowledge management is done properly or learnings are recorded properly. Coaching and mentoring. Senior members of the team as well as project manager become coach to the junior members because they are inexperienced. Ensuring that proper guidance and support is given to them is a responsibility which a project manager has. Okay, for that maybe a team overview sessions, team guidance sessions once in a week helps them a lot. This kind of initiatives will help develop team over a period of time. These are factors which project managers need to look into. So understanding organizational and team leads, you know, there are various ways to identify, you know, meetings, skill audit, SWOT, skill gap assessment, as I said, meetings. Meeting, face-to-face meeting, one-on-one meeting to understand what the person is capable of and what is not. Or maybe skill audit, identifying what skill they have and what skill are required by the project. Okay. Then SWOT. SWOT stands for strength, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. Strength, weaknesses, opportunities and threats. Okay. So, like, you know, we can identify situations like, you know, this person has a strong background in management techniques, but he lacks working in the region which we are providing the services in. Opportunities, you know, higher level of job, more high level job available, but the candidate may have worked in a better, you know, client industry knowledge. So you need to do a SWOT analysis to identify where do we stand. Where do we stand? Okay. Leadership development, I talked about it. Successful team organization typically put a lot of effort in developing future leaders. Backups, I talked about. Okay. So this program heavily rely on choosing right people to involve. So identifying them, building their capabilities, ensuring that they lead in a correct and direct way. They coach, mentor, the coaching and mentoring to these leaders is very, very important. Okay. Training and career development. Not everyone wants to be a leader, right? So manager must look for the ways to train staff on a daily basis. Okay. See, training does not mean that you have to officially go and sit in a room and learn. It's on-the-job learning as well. So through small tasks, project manager can teach team a lot of things. When setting objectives or targets, ensure that SMART goals. We looked at SMART goals. SMART goals have been set up. Okay. There are different ways in which, you know, learning can happen. Okay. It can be a dedicated lectures, seminar, small tutorial groups or workshop, T groups. T group is training groups. So people come together in a groups and share their knowledge. T groups. Okay. Then lectures can happen in an audio-visual format or, you know, flip chart. Flip chart is, you know, paper-based, you know, drawings and writing, whiteboards or blackboards where knowledge is shared through lectures. You know, preparing slide presentations via, you know, projector or screen. There are different ways in which this can, you know, different media and tools are available. Okay. Then lectures also, you know, virtual ELs may include transparencies, overhead projectors, you know. There are now, with over a period of time now, the lectures, the way the lectures are being delivered, you know, has become very, very different. You know, if you remember, you know, how projectized screens are being developed, people can write on screen, they can communicate information very fast. Visual aids have come, you know, which helps team develop their skills very, very faster. Okay, we talked about SMART goals. Okay, what does SMART means? SMART goals, as the name suggests, okay, S stands for specific, M stands for measurable, A stands for achievable, R stands for realistic, and T stands for timely. So SMART goals are basically well-defined and unambiguous measurable goals, which if they are not achieved, okay, can lead to problems. They should be realistic enough, relevant for your project or organization, and they should be clearly defined with a timeline, start and end. Okay, so training needs need to be identified with SMART goals. Okay, so we talked about realistic and timely ahead of time. Okay, then identifying, so how this whole training cycle happens, it's identifying needs, evaluating the team, and delivering a training. Again, once the training is delivered, feedback is gathered. If the objective for which the training was intended, has it been achieved? So before and after. Okay, achievement of objectives before and after is assessed. Okay, if the objectives are not achieved, again, identifying the needs, evaluating, and delivering will happen. The cycle continues throughout the project life cycle. So checklist of evaluation, many times, you know, there is a checklist which is created. This is like, you know, does the training deliver or meets the identified needs? As I said, objective. Did you achieve the objective for which the training was devised? You know, has the training met the individual's need? It has been, you know, met completely. Has it prevented need being not met? What was the reason? Okay. Training, is it at right level? You know, right level means, is it adequate for that particular level? So if you need a training for basics of Java plus little bit of advance, was it at that level? Or you needed to understand the Data Protection Act basics, was it at that level? Were team or people were able to understand the concepts, the basic concepts thoroughly well or not? This kind of checklist evaluation can happen for the trainings. Knowledge management. When you have a training, okay, that knowledge which the team gathers have to be managed. The cross-training teams. One team member goes and trains and then cross-trains all the members of the team. That is how knowledge is managed. The learnings are shared. Okay, many organizations, retaining and sharing organization knowledge is critical to success. As I said, cross-training. Cross-training means one person shares his or her knowledge with other team members. Okay, managing team is great way of providing development opportunities. And another powerful way of doing things, retaining is also very important. Retaining that knowledge. Tomorrow, if you train a resource and that resource leaves your organization or leaves your project, then what? So you have to ensure that knowledge is retained by cross-training people in that knowledge. Very, very important. Okay. Coaching and mentoring. Coaching and mentoring is the buzzword now. Mentoring. Mentoring means ensuring that people are going in the right direction. They have been given right direction by the senior members. Best way to develop people and support and encourage them. Okay. So coaching and mentoring staff in terms of showing members truly what they care about. Improving their skills. Okay. Improving their skills. Very, very important. Okay. Open, flexible, distance learning program. or basically programmed learning. This is another source of learning, okay, programmed learning. This is where, you know, you distance learning means sitting at home and learning from anywhere in the world, okay, programmed learning. Okay, learning is programmed, which paves a way for design and interactive open learning workbook. Okay, e-learning is sometimes referred as online learning, probably the single most exciting new technique which has been very popular now, like what we are doing now. You are learning online. Okay, methodologies like virtual reality make it possible for you to do things or sense and experience things which, if physically you would have attended class, was possible. Sitting anywhere in the world, you can do these things. Okay, e-learning. So to summarize, it is very, very important that the management's commitment to training, developing people is a major factor in determining the success of your project and team. If the skills of the project team are not developed, it will create a skill gap and lead to project failures. And that is why training needs of your team have to be handled very carefully. Work often changes pace. And that is why, not necessarily work changes pace, but other factors around the work also change. Like people who had to work from home in COVID times, they had to adapt to the situation. They had to adapt and learn how to use Zoom calls. They had to adapt and learn how to deliver their work with shared repositories. Right? So all this learning has to be accounted for. Many times, this learning is a cost to the project and organization. That project manager needs to account for when he or she is creating a team management plan. So one of the factors, important factors we have to understand here is, for a mature team which leads to success of project, training consideration or training requirements need to be taken care of. Okay, so I hope you understood the training topic here. Thank you very much and goodbye.